Women, you are the queens of our nation, the mother of our home, the pride of our children, a light always left on. You are refined in your ways, a woman of substance, substantially fazed by her everyday conscience. A conscience to live in a way that uplifts not just her home, but the home of her brethren. Styled as a graceful woman on her throne, empowering lives to be filled with pride, hope, love, beauty, nourishment, soul, faith. Bring your ears closer now and your mind will explode and be inspired by the words of Cover Mode. It's another healthy dose of good eating on Cover Mode. I'm your host, Rashan Isaacs, bringing you more of what you love. Mariam Jakut Harris of Cooked Inc. is in studio with me today to look at the benefits of good eating. And I know that as much as you battle with those bad eating habits, you loved last week's show so much that I had to bring Mariam back to tell us why those foods are so good for us. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Cover Mode, Mariam.
Wa alaikum salam, Rushan. Shukran for having me again.
Of course, fun being here. I had to bring you back again. People love the fun aspect of it as well because good eating is fun.
It is. Once you get the hang of it and you know what to do, all the tips and the tricks that we're getting here. So,
and would you say as well that you live more when you're eating healthy?
Most definitely, because the more you're eating healthy, the more you're feeding yourself, and you're feeding yourself good nutrients. And like we said last week, you eat junk, you feel junk. You eat good, you feel good.
You know, Mariam, it's almost obvious that fatty, oil-dripping food and mass-produced burgers are going to affect us in some way, but we ignore the obvious.
Yes.
And I think that if you tell us what the benefits of good food is and the disadvantages of bad food is, then you know, we sort of get that idea or visualize what it's actually doing to our system. And like I said to you off air, please be as graphic as possible, because I don't think they quite get it until you sort of give it to them in the most graphic form.
So, like I said last week, your starting point, first you have to make that mind switch, and then you have to start looking at each and everything and ask yourself, how is this nourishing me? How am I going to be growing new cells every single day? How am I you want stronger hair? People look at the ads and go buy shampoos and they buy this pill and that pill. Or you can just eat healthier so that you can grow stronger hair, shinier hair. And that's just a small example, a visual thing.
And those chemical-infused products, they only last for so long. And sometimes they do more damage than they do good.
Exactly. So if you look at a healthier person, you'll see they have strong, luscious hair. Their nails are always nice and white and shiny.
At the moment.
There's nothing of those little white beds underneath. They have nice pink nail beds.
And I don't know if that's from after your exercise. They have this natural glow.
Yeah, no need to put on all those glows and contours and things like that. You can step out just like that with a bare face, because you are actually glowing from the inside. Yes, have your treat. I'm all for that. But if you're even going to choose your treat, choose a good option. So, like, you know, the normal franchise burgers and things like that, I won't do that because it's mass produced. Mm-hmm. If I want a good burger, I'll go to like a Woody's Burgers, mm-hmm. where I know your beef is hand pressed, everything is handmade and things like that. So if you're going to have something good, have a quality treat. If you're going, I enjoy pizza, love pizza, but I will go and make that pizza base from start, put on more veggies. You don't have to put on all that cheese, and it tastes exactly the same, and it fills that gap. Whereas if you're going now to a local franchise, mm-hmm. and things like that, you don't know how long that pizza base has been standing in that fridge. You don't know the freshness of their vegetables, of the products that they're putting on there. The protein that they put on there, it's usually quite sparse. There's not much of it on there.
I guess also the handling thereof.
Yes. So you have all of that put in. So now, when I want my treat, I will plan my treat also for the week. So I'll know, okay, my Saturday morning I'm going to have a hectic training session, so I can afford to have that treat the Friday night. And that goes with everything that you eat. Like now my carbs are increased because I'm doing so much more training because it's leading up to the August tour.
So how do you know how much you should be
eating?
For a normal person, Mariam.
Like a normal person. So for the female, and it differs also which ages you're at.
Okay.
So the younger you are, the more calories you are going to be needing because you do burn more.
All right.
Right? Mm-hmm. So as you get older, your metabolism starts slowing down. So I don't know about you, but when I hit that city, everybody was like, whoa, everything just starts slowing down and you're eating the same and then you're getting a bit of middle spread going. I remember one of my friends, she's really lean and everything, and she eats 30 also, and she's like, whoa, what's happening to me? Because you can't eat the same amount. You have to start reducing your calories as well.
Yes, I recall being able to eat almost anything when I was younger, and I would just stay that stick, you know? And then all of a sudden, you get to those 30, and you're like, what's going on here? Yeah. It's like, why can't I enjoy what I used to before? And you also realize that you're not as active as you were then as well, so you're not burning those calories as fast. But also the hormones, everything starts changing inside, and your metabolism starts to slow down. Can you fix that metabolism?
You can, with exercise and things like that.
So there's no getting around,
no getting around, no exercise.
And does it have to be hardcore exercise?
No. Gentle exercise every single day. You find something, the thing is find something you like, find something you enjoy. And the same goes for your eating.
And I know those aunties that like to dance. They go to Zumba.
Enjoy
classes.
Their dance. You know?
I think it burns off a really, really good sweat.
Yeah.
And I mean, I find that the areas that most women lose very quickly is the upper chest.
Correct.
And the lower, just under the bust area as well. They lose so quickly. So if you really want to get rid of your stomach, I think those moving, those cut your legs. Cut your legs. And it's all in the name of health.
Yes,
okay?
It's all in the name. So as I was saying, so also, if you find that you got married, and people say, oh, lekker liever, because everybody starts getting around.
Why does that
happen? Why does that happen? I think because I know with myself is you try and match what your husband is eating. Oh. Us as females, we don't need the same amount of calories that a guy needs. Yes, that's how nature did it, because men were supposed to go and hunt and things, so they probably needed more calories. I don't know. But
so
men,
it's in the genes already.
Yeah, so men can eat a bit more than others. If you try and match them, you will start getting a bit rounder as well.
And you know, some of us cook those huge pots of food and feel we have to finish everything.
Yes.
Because you can't leave. You can put it in
the
freezer.
Because you can't miss.
Yeah, you can't waste. Put it in the freezer for another day. I love that you mentioned age as well. Are there different diets or different, you know, when I say diet, I don't mean starve and anything like that. By that, I mean a balanced diet.
Yeah.
Are there different diets for different age groups?
As I said, it all is based on your calories in.
Mm-hmm.
So calories in, not to gain weight, calories in have to be equal calories out.
Mm-hmm.
It's basic energy expenditure. So it's basic science. People have put this marketing, social, everything like that, has put this thing that there are tricks and trades that, you know, to get out of it. But it's not. Energy in has to equal energy out. If you want to lose
energy,
weight,
you're talking about the energy that we're putting into the foods we eat as well.
Correct. So calories are energy. So to burn off that energy, you have to be active. Like we said with the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
If your car is going to be standing in that driveway, do not continue putting fuel into that car. But if you're going to be driving around all day, yes, then continue to graze and fill up that tank. And today people are just eating too much.
Mm-hmm.
So with my company, with Cooked Inc., what we do is our portions are balanced. Also, it's for people that struggle with portion size, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
People have this distorted amount that dinner should be our biggest meal because they skipped lunch at work because firstly they didn't prep or anything like that, or they were sat in the office and they didn't get a chance to eat. So they come home starving. They come home ravenous. They eat get the bag of chips out of the cupboard, and they'll eat that while they're going to cook their food. So if you have a meal ready for you with all your nutrients and it's portion-sized, yes, you're probably going to be hungry after that, but then you're going to know there is nothing else for you to go and snack and graze and look, oh, let's go dish another plate of food. So plan your meals carefully.
Look, if we look at meals, give me a typical example of a kind of meal that you would put together and how or what the vegetables, the meats, the whatever you select in there benefits that person.
Okay, so tomorrow I'll be making a chicken with a carb and the vegetables. So my chicken will be a chicken breast, which I'm going to be roasting. Then my carb will be cracked bulgur wheat. But then I'll bulk up this bulgur wheat with roasted marrows, roasted onions, roasted peppers, put some broccoli through it as well, and then do a dressing with it, so you're an olive oil dressing. Mm. So in that meal, you're getting your lean protein, right? So your lean protein is for to build new cells and things like that in your body. You're getting, from your cracked bulgur, you're getting your fiber. So that's to move everything nicely around in your system.
Oh,
I don't want to get onto the subject of that.
I did say graphic, but okay, let's not go that graphic.
But the first thing when people ask me advice about healthy, I always ask, like, so how often do you go and what does it look like? And they always get big eyes.
I actually have a whole picture.
Yeah.
Different sizes and what it means.
Yes.
I mean, if I find it, I will post it so that you also have an idea.
Yes.
If you know and understand your stool, then you'll know what's going on inside your body.
Like my 5-year-old already knows, and he'll say when he's there, like, Mama, come and see, it's a perfect one.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, then, kids don't have no folders.
And then my husband always looks at me, he's like, I'm like, no, but it's good. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the first signs.
And being regular as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's your stools is one of the first signs for sicknesses, mm-hmm. and an indication of bad health and bad eating. So I'm not going to get further into this conversation
maybe not that further, but we should also refer to the number one as well.
Yes.
Because the number one should be clear and shouldn't smell.
Correct.
So,
Unless you eat too much asparagus.
When you go to those public toilets, I'm like, I find vegetarians after they've gone. I was like, I don't want to go in there. But you do find that in public toilets, how many sick people there are in terms of just the smell that is left behind. And it's about good eating.
Yeah. And then you see sometimes people with this bright neon wee. And then it's like, those are the ones that had taking too much multivitamins.
Ah, so there is a thing of too much. You cannot,
because that is just, so you're just weeing out your money, basically. You're flushing it down that toilet.
Yeah, literally.
Literally. Because your body is not assimilating all of that. And mm-hmm. that's why when I say people taking multivitamins and things like that, if you have an actual deficiency, a real deficiency, mm-hmm. that a doctor has actually said, no, you need to take iron, you need to take this, or then yes. But you, that's every day, this can be fixed with eating.
Because like you said, some people need extra, and they cannot accumulate it with the amount of food that they're
correct.
Eating. Then yes, then take the extra. But don't take the extra if there's no need for it.
Yes. Because people want a fix for everything, a quick fix, a pull to solve everything. And it was given to you years. Nature has been given to you these foods, these fruits, all these things is there.
Mm-hmm.
Your body knows this. Your body knows how to assimilate this easily. But yet people don't do it. People's eating the refined rubbish.
So what happens when we put the refined rubbish in the body?
It goes and sits in your arteries. Mm-hmm. You get plaque developing in your valves and things like that. That's how people start ending up with heart disease,
diabetes.
Like people go, oh no. It's like when I was younger and I didn't know. And they used to say, no Sakers in the family. And
it's like, it's okay.
Okay. No, but then I thought it's like an actual sickness that you're like born with that you got. Some people are born with diabetes, uh-huh. yes. Mm-hmm. But most of it is developed through because of bad diet. Mm. And they develop it later in their life. They're like, no, seikas or dosa familia. I'm like, no! It's bad eating that's in the family.
It's not sugar, it's bad eating.
Yeah. It's all developed through. So why do you want to do this to yourself when you can stop it? Why do you want to feed yourself all this junk, all this rubbish, when you can prevent it in the first place, when you can prevent going to the hospital? Yes, sickness has been put out, or everything has been put out for us. But you are also given this amazing machine, your body, to look after and take care. So why wait till it breaks down before actually trying to fix it?
And then we only want to fix it for a short while.
Yes.
Okay, I'm feeling fine now because I'm not sick anymore.
Yeah.
And then until we hit that sick spot again.
Yeah. And especially with our older folk, like my dad had a major heart attack last year, like major. And he changed his dietary habits, like for 2-3 months after that. Like, looked full of energy, lost the weight and everything, because you can see when people's eating healthier, their eyes are bigger and brighter. They just move with much more purpose in life. And then he comes in, his eyes are like all narrow and things, and I'm like, what has Papa been eating again? Eating rubbish? Nini! I said, no, but I can see. And the same goes with my sister also. We fight with her also, so for eating this refined carbs.
Oh.
And I'm like, what have you been eating again? Because you can see people's eyes become narrow, their faces become all bloated and things like that. And this is not healthy. This is not normal.
And like you said, they start changing physically.
Yeah.
And you also mentioned that people who are eating healthy, they have this get up and go.
Yes.
Like, you know, they have this energy, this newfound energy. They feel younger, but actually they age. You know, you are older all the time from eating that junk. Those people who are eating those refined foods, or just, you know, packing in more than they should.
Yeah.
By packing in, I mean eating more than they should. They literally feel like couch potatoes. They feel too difficult. It feels like it's difficult to do anything. I can't get up. I can't do this, you know. And the only thing that my hand can stretch out to do is to get another packet of chips or another, you know, for that quick fix. But starting off, and I know we've covered this already, starting off is not going to be easy.
No.
You said it's a mind switch.
It has to switch up there first.
But make subtle changes. Yeah. If we are to, if you are listening and you want to make that change away from that refined, you know.
Start off small. You don't have to make, like, if people go on our strict diets or detoxes and things, then people think, oh no. But the first thing that in their mind is,
the fruit,
I can't have carbs, I can't have pizza, I can't have burgers, I can't have cool drink, I can't have. Don't think like that.
Think can't.
Yes, because, you know, like Adam and Eve with that apple, it's the forbidden fruit. You're going to want it, you're going to crave it, and if you're going to binge, you're going to binge hard.
Yes.
So don't think of it like that. Start off with the mindset of, I choose to feed my body with the most nourishing foods because I need to make a change. Start off with that, that food is nourishment. Food is not there to satisfy emotional needs or anything like that. Food is there to nourish me. I am building a new me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you are literally doing. You are building a new you. So if that burger or whatever's in front of you offered there, and you have another healthier option on this side, a balanced thing, choose a healthier option, because look at it and see, this is nourishment I'm looking at. This over here is going to sit in my heart valves. This is going to sit and rot in my stomach. This is going to sit and take forever to get out of my intestines and things like that. So choose a healthier option that way. Just cut out the refined things slowly. And but surely it will get there eventually. It is hard. Trust me, I've been through this.
Paying
it's very, very difficult.
Well, when they are looking at those two options, the healthier versus the junk option.
Yeah.
Could it also be that, you know, your memory is telling you that I was satisfied with this junk.
Yes.
I know the taste. I know the feel. I know, you know, I know how it goes down. I just don't worry about
like
the
drugs.
Consequences.
Yeah.
You don't worry about the consequences, but they are there. You're correct. But now, when you're approaching that healthy lifestyle, that option, look at it in a sense of, okay, I'm prepared to make a change, and you need to start with anything. Like when we want to face our fears, anything, you need to break through that and actually just go and do it.
Yes.
So at least take one decent meal today.
One. Yes.
If not, start tomorrow. Yeah. Let's start today. There's no time like the present. And
go and drink that glass of water right now.
And you actually get used to it.
You get used to it.
Yes, you do. You start feeling like, wow, how good you feel and how nourishing this is
and
to your body.
And the thing is
that when you look at the junk again, your brain suddenly thinks, oh, fat oil, you know. And you
because that's what you feel. Because once you eat it, you feel it going down and it's like, I need to go drink now a liter of green tea.
Yes.
Because then you will know the difference on what your body's supposed to actually feel like versus what you've just been accepted as normal for so long.
Mm-hmm. So what is normal to you, and do you want to make that change into a healthier, beautiful you? And as we said, Young Cover Mode, we don't only look at fashion and style, but we're looking at beautifying ourselves from the inside out. And as Mariam so nicely put, you don't have to wear all that makeup when you're eating well, because the glow comes naturally and the contouring is just right. We are talking about healthy food options and beautifying yourself from the inside out with Mariam Jakut Harris of Cooked Inc. Tell me a little bit more about Cooked Inc. So I know how you started and everything. How does this meal program work?
So every Wednesday I post my menu for the following week. So
on Cooked Inc. Facebook,
on our
Instagram.
On our website, and as well as a mailer that goes out. My mailbox is probably full because I haven't been replying for the last 6 weeks. But this Wednesday, the menu will go up for next week, and we will be open again. But when I approach my menu, it's the same way I approach a menu for myself.
Okay.
So on Monday, I do meat-free Monday because I firmly believe we eat too much animal protein. And meat-free Monday is something that has started globally because of all the cows and animals and things like that that give off all this, what's the word I'm looking for now? Not the toxins. Anyway, they give off. They give off all this gases and things like that into the ozone and things like that. So, and the amount of water they have to consume so that we can get protein and things like that. So that's why I started the meat-free movement. It was very hard, especially in our Muslim community, because the husbands were like, "Oh, meat-free Monday." They actually came around to it. Meat-free Monday has become one of my favorite days to cook for myself and for my customers. Like, if I set out my week, Mondays are the most orders.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. All right.
And I was like, wow.
So what is that meal then?
So meat-free Monday is where you take protein in terms of your pulses. So your lentils, your chickpeas, your beans and things like that, and you make a meal, a balanced meal with that. Obviously, you want double carb. So a double carb would mean if you're having lentils, I'll make something with lentils and things like that. I won't serve rice with it.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So I'll serve broccoli with it or green beans or a side salad. So you don't double carb because, yes, it has your protein and things like that, but it is also still high in carbs. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to double carb. Okay. So that's how I look at each
and double carb a lot.
Yes. So that's how I look at each and every meal. So then on a Tuesday, again, your meal will be balanced. So you'll have a small portion of a carb, which will either be some roasted butternut. And again, if there's roasted butternut in your meal, you won't have something like brown rice or anything like that with it. So Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, we usually do that. And then Fridays, we call traditional Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what you would usually have on a Jumu'ah lunch.
Okay.
So we'll do roast chicken, but we won't do now roast chicken with potato with yellow rice. No. It'll be then your roast chicken with your yellow rice, but your yellow rice will be filled with lots of vegetables also in there, cooked through there. And then you'll have...
Don't take the vegetables out there.
Don't, yeah. And then you'll... Ooh, now I'll message my customers, eh? And I'm like, did you eat all your greens? They're like, yes. I'm like, okay. Then your beetroot will be also homemade, so that is not as much sugars and stuff like that, or preservatives in. And then we'll serve it with a green salad as well.
And that's good for iron, right?
Yes, because my green salads always consist of good leaves. So the good leaves, like we mentioned last week, is your spinaches and your rockets and things like that.
I actually went to go look at some spinach last week.
And then when we do a rice dish also on a Friday, it will be maybe some biryani and things like that. But again, it won't be with all the oils. It won't be. And then you'll notice that that portion size is smaller than your Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, because it's so much rice and things like that in.
All right.
So we try and balance out our week based on, because you want your nice meal
it's
also.
It's Monday to Friday.
It's Monday to Friday, yes. A lot of people say, and what about weekends? I'm like, no, I also need to rest.
And what? How do you order? You order like per
People can you order per day. You can order per meal.
And is it delivered or they pick it up?
It's delivered.
Oh, wow. I love this service. Because I don't have time to pick up on my way.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, it's delivered and everything. We have a driver. But yeah, and it's taken off so well because everybody's been wanting to eat healthy. Mm. But I think a lot of people struggle with a starting point. And I think if one of your meals are sorted, then you at least feel a bit better about yourself. And I had a customer.
Is it lunch and supper?
It's just one. Okay, one option for now.
Right. But you're right, because we also don't know what to combine.
Yes.
And like you say, the portion size for your Friday biryani, for example, because you know how much carb is allowed for that period. It's like you're really having nice. That's the portion you're going to get.
Yeah. And then I had a customer that messaged me. He orders for lunchtime. So you can either choose to have it for lunch or for supper. Mm-hmm. He messaged me. Since last year, he lost 16 kilos.
Wow. And he's been eating with you what? For the whole year?
He's been eating with me from, where are we now in Jan? So last year, August.
Wow. Okay. 16. Wow, that is,
and that is just from choosing a better option at lunchtime.
This is 80% what you eat and 20% how active you are.
Because I think if you're eating, so if you are at work and you choose now a rubbish option, a junk option, because you know time is limited on your lunch break and things like that. So now you have this meal that's filled with oil, filled with fats, refined, all of that, and it's not balanced. So you have that. Come 2, 3 o'clock, you feel sluggish. Mm. Because all that heavy starch, that hot chips or roll or whatever you had, is sitting there and it's heavy now. You feel like you need a nap.
I'm tired, yeah.
So now you, at 2, 3 o'clock, you go down to the canteen, you go across the road, because now you need a sugar spike.
Mm.
So now we go and get us a coffee, or we go and get us a chocolate to go with that coffee, to give us a spike to tide us up till supper time.
Wrong energy option.
And this is how the cycle goes on and on. So if you're having a good option now for lunch, this carries you through now. Oh, okay, now I feel good. So therefore, it gives you just like a boost.
Yes.
And you're like, okay, let's continue this now until supper time. But if you're going to go rubbish at lunch, let's continue rubbish at supper, we'll start tomorrow. And so the cycle continues.
It does, right? And we all are too familiar with that cycle.
Yes.
But we can also undo that cycle. And the moment we start eating healthy, it becomes a cycle on its own. And when we feel that renewed energy, then we want more of it. Because we realize we can live more with all of that. And in terms of drinking.
Green tea, like we said, first thing in the morning on an empty stomach, or a glass of water if you don't want to do green tea, because a lot of people don't like green tea. I personally didn't like it at first. I could only drink it cold. Mm. But you get used to it. Like I said, if you're thinking this is nourishing me, this is good for me, then you actually just drink it. If you don't want that, then have some warm water with a slice of lemon in, and only eat half an hour after that. Caffeine, I limit my caffeine days. If I'm going to have a coffee, I'm going to have a good coffee. I'm not going to have I'm going to have a good coffee. So if I'm going to have a coffee, it will be on training days. I try and restrict my caffeine, just, and it will just be one coffee for the day. Because you start to get immune to that caffeine and you want that caffeine spike. I know, because I'm like, oh, can I have a coffee? And my husband's like, no, no, no. Are you training today? And I'm like, no. And then he's like, no. Okay, no caffeine. And try also no caffeine after about 3 p.m. because then it mixes up with your sleeping cycle
what
again.
What about those energy drinks? Because like, I know they're full of sugar.
Sugars and preservatives and just normal junk. So no, stay away from the sugary drinks. Those energies and all of that. If I see people that coming to our training sessions and boot camps, I'm like, what are you drinking? What is that neon battery fluid you're drinking? Because it's so bright and filled with so much sugar. So no, you don't need that. Yes, if you're going to be doing a 21 kilometer and there's a glass of Energade on one of the water stops, go for it. It's fine. You are going to be burning it off during that race. But normal every day, like if I see parents giving their children Energades and things like that, no, please stop that.
And we are talking about healthy food with Mariam Jakut Harris of Cooked Inc. And you've heard about her wonderful options weekly, only Monday to Friday, because she also needs a break on a weekend. We know the cycle toys coming up, and people are, you know, you get your maybe I shouldn't say ridiculously hectic athletes who are stringent in terms of the way that they train and what they eat. Now, if you are an athlete, because, I mean, we not only, and we know that there's a lot of us in our community that do these cycle tours, running, walks, and all those sorts of things. There are a good few that are on that healthy road.
It's nice
successful
to
body.
See all our Muslims, because now on the roads to see like your Muslim community, it's so nice to see that everybody's like out there on a Saturday morning doing their park runs, doing their cycling and things like that. It's so nice to see that everybody's trying to get active.
So what do those people eat? What is the combination of foods for them? Because they obviously, depending on what they are training for, because a runner is very different to someone who's lifting weights.
Correct.
Right. So correct. Let me look at the more common and maybe the upcoming cycle tour, the cyclists.
So, like me, I'm training now for the August cycle tour for my first ride this morning. Oh, heaven help me. But
how long did you ride?
We rode for 2 hours because we're focusing on time in the saddle first because that's my thing. So, now the cycle tour, I'll start eating a little bit more carbs, complex carbs. So before my ride, I had a slice of rye with some avo, and I had my double shot of espresso. Mm-hmm. So that was my fuel to take me for that 2 hours. Last night, I also had some carbs with my meal, with my supper.
But the thing is, you know you're going to burn it.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Correct. So it's all about timing. When I come back from my training, I have 2 eggs, and I had my green smoothie. When I'm busy, when I'm not training for something like an endurance event like the August or something like that, when I'm not training things like that high cardio and things, and I'm doing more lifting, so weightlifting, then I won't take as much caffeine because I don't need it. We're not working at a high intensity. I'll also up my protein. Because you are breaking down so much muscles and things like that when you are busy weightlifting, all those tears and things to make the muscles grow, I'll up my protein again and my carbs will come down because I don't need as much carbs. So you have to eat for your goals. Your general everyday person, just keep everything balanced for now. Don't worry about how much carbs I need, how much protein I need. Just keep everything balanced. So if you're looking at a plate, firstly, not those big dinner size plates. You're looking at the normal 8-inch size. No, the one bigger, slightly bigger than that. It's an 8-inch plate.
Not the restaurant plate.
No. Because portion distortion, I call it. So you're looking at an 8-inch plate. On that plate, you want your protein in one corner. You want your carbs in another corner. And then you want your greens in another corner, and you want your starchy vegetables in another corner. So you're looking at something balanced. And then when you have this, you're also either cooking your protein with some olive oil or coconut oil, so you're having your fats. So if you can picture that, you see everything on that plate. You have your color here in your one corner with your vegetables. Mm-hmm. You have your greens over there. You have your starch, your complex carbs over here, and you have your lean protein. So with every plate, look at it like that. In
as
that
colorful as possible.
As colorful as possible, as diverse as possible, and try to cover all your food groups.
And that should give you a good, healthy cleanse.
Correct.
A good, healthy cleanse.
And the more, the better you eat. So the better nutritious choices you're making, you'll find that your cravings eventually subsides.
That's true. And also you start tasting different.
Yes.
Like my cravings was your chocolates and your three sugars in your tea or your coffee. And one sugar you can already taste.
Yeah.
So you're starting, like I say, you're training your brain to think differently and react differently to food.
So if you're going to have that piece of cake, you'll find eventually that big slab of cake you first cut, it's too much for you. You can't finish it. People laugh at my slivers of cake, but you're just dirtying the plate.
Yeah.
That's all you need. Just for that, just to satisfy that craving. Or you don't have to be rude also if you're at people's place and say, no, sorry, I don't eat that. No, sorry, that can't have. No, I can't. Just make a smarter choice. Same like if people's inviting you over to eat. The people usually have salads on the table. Dish your plate full of salads. Fill it up nicely. If you're going over to a braai, fill up nicely with greens and then have a little bit of your meat and protein. You don't have to have everything else. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to also offend people by going, oh, no, I'm on a diet. I'm sorry, I can't have this.
I hear people say that. Yeah, quite often.
Because that's also rude.
I always tell my kids as well, have a glass of water first.
Yes.
Because we tend to want more than we can manage.
Yes.
And if we take that glass of water, it somehow, you know, kind of fills you up to a certain extent, and you're only taking what you need.
Correct.
No? And kids, as they are, they don't know when to stop.
Yeah.
They want more and more. Even when their stomach is full, it's like, oh, I also wanted to taste that. But I'm not only saying it's kids, it's grown-ups too.
Yes.
They want what their eyes, the eyes are bigger than the stomach.
Yes.
Spot on. Thank you so much for the helpful tips. Now we know what to put on our plate, from carbs to protein to fibers to fat to our greens, and those will give you the sufficient amount of the nutritional and mineral requirements that you need for your day. And don't forget to take lots and lots of water while you're at it as well. And if you feel like I've got a craving, or this is the one I always go to. If you have a craving or you're hungry or whatever, first drink a glass of water. If all else, well, just drink a glass of water first. Water's everywhere. Okay, we don't have enough of it, but maybe I shouldn't be saying drink water. But as humans, we need to survive on water and good food as well. I'm going to leave you with, let me just greet Mariam Shukran so much. We will be seeing more of her in the new season of Cover Mode, as well as Shanaz Morris, because we know that you love to care about what's happening inside from an emotional as well as a healthy perspective, and we want you to look and feel your best. So don't be stubborn and get started on that healthy eating, because we know we can be stubborn, but let's be stubborn about the good things. Let's say no to bad, yay to good, and start eating more healthily. From me, Rishan Isaacs, for Cover Mode. Assalamu alaikum.